Was as green as the mountain town I had left to come here. I'd been here, what, 2 months? Maybe two in a day. That was hardly any time at all to say I lived here. I still felt like I was passing through. I turned, surveying the city in all its morning glory. It was pretty damn good, if you asked me. The soft pink and yellows of a picturesque sunrise breaking through the earlier gray gloom of a spring shower was enough to soften the stone and steel of New York into something dreamier. Though even in its normal state, the city was magical. The spirit of possibility and energy, particular to people in motion, constantly looking for their next move or inspiration, had me feeling lightheaded at times. I turned, clutching my coffee, and remembered the half-hearted shrug and flippant smile my co-worker had given my awestruck first week in the city. They had been in the city proper for going on a decade themselves, and had only recently begun to refer themselves as a New Yorker. "It's a rite of passage, I guess," they had said, taking a drag of their cigarette and leaning back against the brick of the trendy bar we had meandered to on a shared happy hour. "Wait till you have your first year under your belt. Then you can feel settled in. But it's not going to be home for 5 to 7 years. It would feel good to call this city home, even if it was a long way off. A horn honked, announcing the arrival of a sleek black town car. I perked up at the sound and shifted my shoulder bag, making sure not to drop the second coffee I was carrying. It was for my driver, Walter. The man had been a godsend since I'd moved to New York City for my promotion, for my big break. My time working PR in a boutique firm had been a dream, especially against the picturesque backdrop of the Colorado Rockies. It had been even better when my best friend, Aurora, had joined me. What more did a girl need but her best friend and a job she enjoyed? Turned out a lot more. There was always more, or could be more, when it came to a career. It was hard not to take the promotion offered. Not when I was 35 and finally making ground in the career of my dreams. I hadn't always known that I wanted to do PR, but there was something satisfying about managing information, creating a brand, a carefully crafted persona for a client, and seeing a project to completion. Each new project and campaign was an exercise in problem-solving and creativity. Being able to do so in a place like New York City had been enough to tempt me to leave the mountains for a new adventure. New York City was that adventure, and Walter was a wonderful addition to my life here. He'd been indispensable since I'd arrived, making sure I knew the ins and outs of where I was going and always making me feel welcomed, no matter the early hour meeting or late night cocktail. He had insisted I called him when I ventured out. "It's on the company dime, and I'm not doing much on those weekends. Give me the overtime, yeah?" I used him sparingly, but it didn't mean I wasn't grateful for a friendly face after one of my disastrous blind dates in the city. Who knew trying to meet someone of substance was near impossible in a place with over 8 million people? I smiled wryly and opened the car door. "Hey, Walter," I greeted him, sliding into the back seat and leaning forward to hold out his coffee to him. "Two creams and a sugar." "Perfect as usual." He took the cup of coffee and raised it in greeting. "How was the weekend?"
Uneventful, quiet. Played some bridge, took a drive upstate.
"What a wild life you lead, Walter."
"I try,"
he laughed, and then pulled away from the curb, easing us back into traffic.
"Anyways, now that you mention it, my kids are still leaning on me."